This is No One But Him, a supernatural fanfic written by Hunter's Retreat, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, Herring Sam Dean, with warnings for incest, barebacking, possessiveness, and some slight bruise kink. The story takes place mid-season 5. Sam stared at him, and Dean knew what he was doing, trying to work out the way this was all going to play out. Dean didn't have a fucking clue because, while he was willing to have Sam by his side, was dying to keep him close if he was honest with himself. He didn't know how to trust his brother again. Too many lies and too many opportunities to tell the truth, and just too much between them to settle back into being brothers again. It didn't change what he'd seen, though, what he knew. Without him, Sam would say yes. Without Sam, Dean would always say no to Michael and to killing his brother. It wasn't a life he could live, not when he could stop it. Zachariah might have thought he was showing Dean how to say yes when he sent him to the future. But what he'd done was make him realize that everything that had happened to them just brought Dean back to one answer. He and Sam, together, was all that made sense. He led his brother back into the car, back into his life, and prayed to a god he hated that it would all work out somehow. They settled into the routine of things easily enough. He trusted Sam to have his back on a hunt and to do the research. He trusted him to clean weapons and to sharpen knives. He didn't trust Sam to do laundry or grab food. He didn't trust him out of his sight for more than a few minutes at a time. And he'd gotten to the point where he was sleeping so lightly to make sure Sam didn't leave while he was out that he was exhausted. Something had to give. Only, he didn't know what. He didn't know how. There was nothing different that night that explained it. Nothing that made his heart beat harder than any other night when he'd left Sam in the motel alone to grab something to eat. But for some reason, he had the feeling that Sam wasn't alone, and he didn't trust Sam without him anymore. He burst through the door, dropping the food on the table without stopping to make sure he hadn't thrown it across the surface, and pounded on the bathroom door, the only place in the motel that was closed to him, the only place Sam could be hiding with someone. "Dean?" Sam opened the door immediately, the water still dripping off his face, hand towel pressed to it with his free hand. Relief left him reeling, but it wasn't enough to see Sam standing there. He pressed into the bathroom, stepping right into Sam, until his brother had to back up against the sink. He could hear the way Sam swallowed hard, and Dean pressed his nose into the crook of his brother's neck, taking a deep breath to make sure he couldn't smell anyone there. "Dean?" Sam's voice was broken, but there was nothing but the scent of Sam on his skin. It wasn't enough, though. Wasn't what Dean needed to know. And he pushed the overshirt off Sam's shoulders and pulled the t-shirt up over his head, ignoring the way Sam's eyes slid shut when he realized what Dean was doing. Dean dropped to his knees, pressing his nose into the flat of Sam's stomach, his hands gripping his brother's hips hard enough to leave bruises on the pale flesh. A shiver ran through him as Sam moaned, and Dean did the only thing he could. He leaned forward, biting hard at the skin just above the jutting hip bone, and sucked at it until his brother was bruised from it. He looked at it for a second, then stood, taking a few steps back, seeing the way Sam's eyes followed him, the way he looked so damn happy, so damn content, because Dean had marked him. "No one touches you without my permission, Sam," he said gruffly, trying to control the surge of power that came from watching his brother's slow nod of submission. "Say it, Sam." Sam closed his eyes, but Dean watched the way his throat worked around the words. "No one touches me but you." That was how it all started, anyway. It didn't take long for Sam to get used to Dean pressing into his space and looking for marks, smelling for another scent on his body. Not only that, but Dean noticed that Sam made an effort to make sure no one touched him when they were in public also, walking slightly behind Dean, so that anyone had to go through him to get to Sam first. There was something needy in the way Sam clung to that, to the fact that Dean claimed him in some way. And Dean couldn't deny the fact that it made him feel stronger, feel more in control when Sam reacted the way he did. It might have stayed like that indefinitely, except for the demon. Which was the story of his life, really. A lot of things would have stayed just fine, in his opinion, if this demon or that demon had just left them alone. It wasn't their lot in life, though, and as the demon neared Sam, his brother flinched. All that power running through his veins, and he flinched at a touch, because Dean told him, no one but him. The demon snickered, even as Dean felt his back stiffen, and he knew his gaze had hardened. Oh, Dean, you don't want to share your pretty little toy? The demon asked. Dean wanted to gut her, and he could see the look of anguish on Sam's face as her fingers touched over his face and down his chest. But Dean gave a short shake of his head because she had to talk, or the whole thing was a bust. He's trembling, Dean. What have you done to him to make him so frightened? She asked. He wasn't nearly so jumpy when Ruby was around. Sam's eyes closed at the reminder, but opened a second later, holding back the anger Dean could see in his eyes. Bitch was gonna get it when they were done, though. He'd make sure of that. Probably all that pent-up lust. It just drips from him, the way he's waiting at your feet like a lapdog, Dean. Just begging for it, and never getting any because you won't let him. Won't give in to all those delicious thoughts running through your head. I want to take him out for a test drive? I guess you're going to have to get through me first, Dean said with a smirk, trying to get her away from Sam. You're not really the problem, are you, Dean? Nah, I could bury you with the Roberts sitting pretty 6 feet under their basement floor. But Sam is the wild card, isn't he? No one touches me but him, bitch, Sam said, pushing through the pitiful block she thought held him. Ruby's knife flashed in the darkened room, and Dean didn't need to ask if Sam was all right, because light flashed from her mouth, sending her screaming from the world. The basement, Sam grunted out, and they were both flying down the stairs, hoping to dig the family out before their air ran out. The Roberts family was fine. Well, they were alive, and that was a big win in Dean's book. The youngest, a 4-year-old girl, clung to Sam like he was a lifeline, and even that sent anger down his spine. He kept it in rein because neither the girl nor Sam deserved to feel the lash of his tongue for that. But the ride from their farm back to the motel was a silent one, Sam fidgeting with the ripped hem of his jeans through the whole ride. They got back to their motel, and Sam didn't even fight him on the first shower. He cleaned up quickly and left the water running so Sam had to scramble in quickly. He wasn't ready to talk about it yet. The anger he was feeling, the possessiveness, or the demon's words. He threw on a pair of sweats and took a seat on the edge of his bed, trying to get his head around it all, to get perspective on something that was spiraling dizzyingly out of control. Sam was in the shower longer than normal, Dean realized, but it wasn't until he heard the shower shut off that he even knew he was listening for it. He didn't look up when the bathroom door opened, his elbows still pressed to his knees where he was trying to figure out when his life had gotten so convoluted, when his love for his little brother had. Dean? The first thing he noticed as Sam crouched in front of him was that he wasn't wearing anything, just a towel twisted precariously around his hips. The second was that Sam's skin was red. What did you do, Sam? He asked quietly. Sam's eyes looked to the floor. I tried, Dean. His voice was just as quiet, but far more dejected than Dean's. I don't think you can smell them on me. Dean closed his eyes because... Fuck. He couldn't help the way he leaned closer, though. Couldn't help the deep breath he took as his nose traced up into Sam's hair. Sam's breath stopped, and Dean grabbed his arm roughly, pulling him up and onto the bed. He dove back in, his nose trailing down his neck and chest until he was pressing his mouth to his hip again, marking and biting and bleeding his little brother. He pulled the towel off Sam's hips, and then he was tracing lower, his nose dipping into the dark curls, and he took a deep breath of nothing but Sam. Sam groaned, and Dean knew what he wanted, knew where this was going to lead them tonight, because Sam needed it as much as Dean did. When he sat up, his brother's eyes were dark with desire. His eyes dropped quickly in a moment of submission so strong Dean wanted to yell, "Christo!" Except he knew exactly what had possessed his brother. "You ever been fucked, Sammy?" Sam's eyes jumped back to his face, and Dean didn't know what he saw, but his eyes closed quickly and his hands clenched in the cheap blankets in answer. Dean wasn't sure what the answer was, but they both knew what was coming now, and Sam wasn't turning away from that. Dean wasn't sure there was anything he could tell Sam to do that he would argue about anymore, not when it was just the two of them. He got out of the bed and grabbed his bag. He rifled through both of them until he found the small bottle of lube. He watched Sam for a minute, downcast eyes that trailed his every movement. Sam, who needed Dean to control his life more and more. Dean was surprisingly okay with that. "You can undress me now," Dean said, his voice darker than he would have imagined it could be. Sam didn't hesitate. He sprang off the bed and came to Dean's side. His hands hovered, though, as if he was unsure what to do next. "You can touch me, Sam." Sam let his fingers trail over Dean's shoulders, then down over his chest. Dean didn't let his eyes slide shut like they wanted, but he watched his brother, whose eyes stayed on Dean's body. He was unlike the boy Dean had known, so unsure about himself and his place in Dean's life. Dean wanted the old Sammy back, but it was a long road, and they'd both have to take it. This, until then, this worked. Sam's hands slid around Dean's waist, and his fingers worked their way under the elastic in his sweats, pulling them, following them down slowly until Dean picked his feet up, letting Sam drag them off completely. Sam pressed his nose into Dean's hip, the way Dean had so often done to Sam in the last few months. He wanted his brother to be strong enough to take what he wanted, to mark Dean the way Dean marked him, but he wasn't there yet. Anger filled Dean again, at what Sam had let be destroyed between them, at the weakness that left him scrubbing his skin raw in the shower to rid himself of someone else's touch just on Dean's say-so. He gripped Sam's hair in his hand, pulled it back sharply, Sam's eyes wide in surprise. "Make it wet, Sammy, because it's all you're getting," he said, dropping the bottle from his hand so that Sam would understand exactly what he meant. Sam didn't answer, but his hand came up around the base of Dean's cock, and his tongue was out, licking a circle around the head, and Dean wasn't sure he'd make it to the final round, as worked up as he already was. "Now, Sammy." And Sam opened his mouth wide as Dean slid his cock past his lips. He didn't move at first, just felt the warm heat of his brother around him. But then Sam's tongue was licking a pattern into his skin, and Dean was thrusting into him, forcing the moans back down his throat. It was so damn good. His hand fisted in Sam's hair while Sam encouraged Dean to thrust harder, with his hands pressed into Dean's ass. He was about to lose control when he pulled Sam off him. Sam looked up immediately, hurt and anger flashing momentarily, before they disappeared and his eyes fell to the floor. On the bed. Sam crawled up from the floor, and Dean couldn't help but let his eye rove over his brother's form, the long torso and proud shoulders, the trim waist and strong legs. He crawled up the bed and pulled a pillow under his hips, waiting for Dean. "On your back," he ordered, as he walked over to him. Sam's eyes flashed surprise, but then Dean was on the bed and Sam was on his back, hips pulled up Dean's thighs as he lined himself up. Sam didn't look away as Dean breached him, and Dean made himself watch as the pain seared his brother. He knew what it must feel like, but he knew Sam had been through a lot worse. He stopped when he was fully enclosed in his brother's body, letting his eyes fall shut as he just felt the moment. Sam's body was adjusting to him, and in a second, he was pressing against his brother, begging Dean to start moving. Dean pressed forward, letting his hands rest on either side of Sam's head before he pulled out, only the head of his cock resting inside his brother, before slamming all the way back in. He didn't stop then, but continued to piston in and out of Sam, his brother's fingers dragging against his skin to pull him tighter. When he was about to lose control, he bit down on Sam's bottom lip, then pressed a kiss to them, whispering into his mouth, "Come, Sammy." Sam's answering groan was all he needed, and they were both falling over that abyss together, Sam's hands clenching at Dean's arms as his legs wrapped around Dean's waist. Dean pumped into him hard, riding his orgasm, their orgasm, out until his legs were shaking from it. When he finally pulled out of Sam's body, none too gently, Sam simply slipped onto his side, a slight sob escaping his lips. Dean got out of bed and cleaned himself up in the bathroom, giving Sam a few minutes to get himself under control. When he went back out, he took a warm cloth with him. Sam pulled away at the first touch of the wet fabric, but Dean stilled him. "You're mine, Sammy," he said softly. "It means I look out for you. It means I take care of you." He threw the cloth back into the bathroom when he was done, and then pulled Sam under the covers with him, wrapping his brother up in his arms. Sam finally relaxed as his head fell against Dean's chest. "You did good tonight, Sammy," Dean said softly. He could feel his brother stiffen, feel his confusion, so Dean continued on. "There will always be times you feel like you need to go against my orders, and I will punish you for those. But you made a choice that was good for the hunt, and I respect that." He wasn't sure he was making sense to Sam, because if Dean was really okay with Sam's choices, then there shouldn't be punishment. But Dean couldn't let Sam take control back yet. He wasn't ready. Neither of them were. "Thank you, Dean." Dean pressed a kiss into his brother's hair and sighed. "Always gonna take care of you, Sam. Don't you worry about that. I've got you now, and nothing is gonna change that." He felt Sam's relieved sigh as he settled more firmly against Dean. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't normal. But when the hell had he ever expected either of those things from life? He had Sam, and he knew that Sam would be safe from the others now, from their manipulations and the lies they used to try to tear them apart. So long as they landed together in the end, Dean was willing to shoulder both their choices until Sam was strong enough to take it up again. Until then, yeah, Dean was happy to help him along. The end.